Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
We continue to explore those three verses found toward the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. That deal with the subject of wisdom. What is true wisdom? Where does true wisdom come from? How will we recognize it? How can we find it? The very same types of questions that are often asked in, say, the book of Ecclesiastes or in the book of Proverbs. And even to some extent in the book of Job. In fact, Job is one of the two scripture citations that are found in this passage. Here we have three verses in our New Testament scriptures, and two of them contain quotations from the Old Testament scriptures. But it's all about wisdom, the true source of wisdom. And basically, it is just reminding us that true wisdom comes from God, and that you cannot possess or exercise true wisdom if you are ignoring the revelation that comes from God. For we read, the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God, which is another way of saying anything that you think is wisdom that doesn't come from God isn't. You got that? Anything that you think is wisdom that doesn't come from God is not wisdom. It's pseudo-wisdom. It is human wisdom, which is actually folly. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. And so that's what is stated and documented in verses 19 and 20, which we've already looked at. But today, we want to go back to verse 18 and try to find the path of true wisdom, which is laid before us here. So if we will follow the path that God has laid out in front of us, I think we will learn how to acquire true wisdom. So that's where we're going on this Thursday, June 24. Grateful that you are with us. Thankful for those whose financial gifts enable us to do this. All right, what's the path to true wisdom? Back to verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. Well, there it is, but that sounds strange. What is the path to true wisdom? Well, it starts, first of all, by recognizing a common deception. Let no one deceive himself. You find statements like that in the Bible in dealing with several different subjects, areas where people tend to be deceived, to deceive themselves, to want to be deceived. And this is one of those areas. This is a common deception. Listen to me, yoo-hoo, a common deception. We have all been deceived by this at one time or another, to some extent or another, and some of you are probably rather badly deceived by this right now. And may God enable you to realize that, to wake up, to see the truth, to open your eyes, to see the light that comes from God. May God help you to do that. Let no man, no one, deceive himself. And what is it that is his common deception? It is that human wisdom is superior wisdom. that human wisdom is ultimate wisdom. That's the deception. That's the common deception. And Paul says, don't be deceived by that. A lot of people are, and you know that's true. In the world in which we live, it is just assumed that human wisdom is ultimate wisdom. If you want to impress somebody, then acquire a number of advanced degrees and list those letters behind your name. So-and-so, M.A., B.D., Ph.D., and on it goes. And to many people, that's the evidence. That's the proof. Anybody who has that much education is wise. They've got ultimate wisdom. Whatever they say, you can count on. It has to be right. It has to be true. Because look at how smart they are. Look at how educated they are. It hasn't been too many weeks ago, somebody came to me with a short video that is found, I think, on YouTube. They had it, I think, on their iPhone, and they wanted me to listen to it. And they prefaced it by saying, now this is information that comes to us from a medical doctor who has certain accomplishments, and those accomplishments and that medical degree was touted as evidence that this person knows what they're talking about and they have wisdom that we need to listen to. Now, the problem is that what this particular MD said contradicts what a whole lot of other MDs say. So, how do you sort this out? That's true in almost every area. Some pronouncement of science is very often not believed by other scientists with equally impressive credentials. And what often happens is, in the common reporting of the day, whatever scientific pronouncement seems to be most compatible with the viewpoint of the news organization that decides they want to publicize this, they will pick up that particular statement and they will tout this as the ultimate answer, and they will try to impress you with the credentials of the person who is giving this information, and they will try to convince you that it has got to be right because it is superior human wisdom. It is ultimate human wisdom. And that's exactly what Paul is telling us to watch out for. Let no one deceive you about what? That human wisdom is superior wisdom. That human wisdom is ultimate wisdom. The examples I just gave you were of the contradictions between different people with equally valid credentials having different conclusions about a certain matter. But what Paul is talking about actually is, if there's any human wisdom that in any way contradicts divine wisdom, then you can be certain that the human wisdom is incorrect. Not all pronouncements of human wisdom, human knowledge, human wisdom, are going to conflict with or even intersect with the revelation God has given. God hasn't given revelation on every subject. But in any area, in any statement, in any pronouncement where there is a contradiction to the Word of God, what's the truth? The truth is that whatever God says is right, it is correct, and therefore, if man says something that contradicts it, man is wrong. That's what Paul is saying when he says elsewhere, let God be true and every man a liar. That is, in your understanding, when you hear man say something that is contrary to what God says, then just mark it down. What God says is true, what man says is false. man in that instance has to be a liar because God cannot lie. All right? So, we're talking about the path to true wisdom. Number one, recognize a common deception, namely that human wisdom is superior wisdom when it is not. But number two, we're talking about the path to wisdom, how to arrive at wisdom for yourself, how to acquire it, how to absorb it into your life. Number one, recognize this common deception that human wisdom is superior wisdom. In other words, don't be overly impressed with human wisdom. You're going to have to test human wisdom against divine wisdom. And wherever it contradicts, throw out the human wisdom and accept the divine. So number one, recognize the common deception that human wisdom is superior wisdom. But number two, be willing to accept ridicule. And this is what you're going to have to come to terms with. And this is what is so difficult for many people. You must be willing to be thought foolish if you are going to be truly wise. Back to verse 18, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. You must be willing to be thought foolish by others in order to become truly wise. Because most people are impressed with human wisdom. Most people are not ready to accept the revelation of God as the superior wisdom. Most people are more concerned that what they think, what they accept, meets the approval of men, their friends, the people they want to impress, the people that they want to have a good standing with. And so that's their criteria for deciding what to believe. And you have a different standard. Your criteria is what saith the Lord. And that's going to make you look very foolish to others. Are you willing to pay that price? Are you willing to absorb ridicule? Are you willing to be thought foolish in order to become truly wise? Are you willing to have others scorn you and mock you, and ridicule you, and think that you are foolish? A lot of people are not willing to do that. The majority of people are not willing to do that. And for that reason, the majority of people will never be truly wise. You've got to do that to become truly wise. Having received from God the ability to reason, and that's something that God has given to us, He created man with that, you must be willing to submit that reason to God. That reason is not to be used independently of God. That reason is not to allow you the freedom to arrive at conclusions that contradict the God who gave you the ability to reason. Here's another way of putting it. You don't have the right to your own opinion if God has revealed His. Can I say that again? You have no right to your own opinion if God has revealed His. Or maybe to put it more clearly, you have no right to any opinion which contradicts what God has revealed. I'm sorry, but you don't. That's what you're going to have to conclude in order to acquire true wisdom. You're going to have to recognize that human wisdom is not superior wisdom. God's wisdom is. And number two, you're going to have to be willing to be thought foolish by others in order to acquire the wisdom that is true wisdom that comes from God. We'll take up the third one tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.